The U.S. military has reportedly restarted a controversial program to train and equip dozens of so-called moderate militants in Syria. Now, this is a year after acknowledging that the program helped Daesh and other terrorist groups. The Pentagon restarted the program after coming under fire just last year for admitting that much of the $500 million effort to equip the trainees ended up in Daesh hands. The Syrian government has repeatedly said the U.S. is providing support to terrorist groups that are operating in the country under the guise of helping opposition forces. Up to 270,000 people have been killed since the start of Syria's conflict back in 2011. And for more on the story, we're joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of editor and columnist, that is, of Veterans Today. Now, Mr. Dean, the program was proven to be a major failure. Why is Washington bothering with this?
Well, I had to ask the same question when I heard the story. I said I first thought it was a bogus story. I said, why would they, if they were only going to be dealing with a few dozen people, that's going to have no consequence in the war at this stage. And I said, and if it was all going to be that small, why would they even make a press statement with it on it? But I did a little digging on it, and it turns out it's really they're fronting. It looks like they're going to be training forward air observers to be able to call in close airstrikes. And they said the ones that they're training are actually going to be training others how to do this when they get back inside Syria. And the plan is, if they're not lying to us, is that in the attacks on Raqqa, they have a quiet arrangement with the Russians and the Syrians that they're going to move up from the south, and the U.S. coalition with the Kurds is going to move down from the north. And they've learned a lesson from the Russians, is that you really need close air support. You just can't rely on the satellites, can't rely on drones. You have to have your combat people on the ground that are pinpointing the targets that need to be taken out and make sure you don't hit the wrong places.
How does this decision by the Pentagon support the ongoing peace talks that are taking place in Geneva?
Well, they're doing it because they're saying it's focused on fighting. These are opposition groups that are not fighting Assad. So really, it's a good step that they're focusing, if they're not lying to us, they're focusing these on reducing Raqqa. It looks like the Syrians are going to get to take Deir ez-Zor between the two. So, of course, what they say in public and what they do on the ground can be two totally different things. So we'll be watching this very carefully to see if this is a smokescreen. They're training these people to be future assassination squads, or once the political process starts and they see leaders arising that they don't like, they're going to be teaching these people how to do car bombs. There's all kinds of nasty things they could be doing with these people under the guise that it's just an effort to fight ISIL.
And I want to speak about that guise for one second. The U.S. and other Western interests and their actions in Syria have yet to really produce anything positive. In fact, human rights bodies have condemned the support of so-called moderate rebels as a guise to support terrorists and the chaos that's plaguing Syria. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's been true, but the flip side of that is now as the war is winding down, they're really kind of desperate to show something where they had really some kind of effect. And I think the Russians and the Syrians really wouldn't mind having them do that because they've had the Syrians certainly have been having enough of their troops die. So if the U.S. wants to help on reducing Raqqa. And see, the key thing about this, in the beginning, the strategy was to push these people away. They always, when they attacked, they always left them a way to get out so they could push them out because they would have less casualties that way. And what happened is that led to the war dragging out because the people, you would just have to fight them next week in another town. So I'm hoping, and the Syrians doing, they're starting to surround some of these ISIL groups. And I hope they do this in Raqqa, is that they do not let them escape. Then they just go into Iraq, and now Iraq people have to kill them. You have to surround these people and kill them. or take them prisoner. You just can't let them go and fight another day, or you're going to be, we're going to be doing this for 20 years.
I'm sure many people agree with you on that, that as long as ISIL exists in Iraq and Syria, those two countries will not see any kind of peace anytime soon. Thank you for your input, sir. That's Mr. Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor and Columnist of Veterans Today.